Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty, and this is Ethan. Yes. He is our tech support, working on getting our tech working.
Thank you. Taking all the signal. There we go. Now we're on Facebook.
Are we on now?
Yep.
All right.
We're good.
Hello, everyone on Facebook. I'm Trent Keith Realty.
Yep, and I'm Ethan McNeil. I think you've already gotten that the first time, but
not on Facebook though.
That was it's delayed, and so they actually got it when you were talking to us. Yeah, it's okay. Everybody needs to know who we are.
That's right.
All right.
We seem kind of crooked. Like, are we crooked?
No, we are not crooked. We are a very honest and integrous real estate agency.
Okay. Hello, everyone. We have all kinds of news. Not all kinds. We got some news stories, some questions. We have some quotes. We are back. Your favorite live of the week.
That's right.
Ethan and Trent.
We know you guys are probably all eating lunch right now. It's become your Tuesday routine. Eat lunch and watch us.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't have any news stories, did you?
I've got one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. So my news story was just that I don't know if this is accurate or not, but like 19,000 people were without power this morning around the Indy area. So the storms came through last night. Some of you probably heard the thunder. Hopefully you're not as scared of the thunder. But
there you go.
Anyway.
And you will want to look on the highway department, Owen County Highway Department, because we have multiple road closings this morning because of the storms that went through. So that's my news story. If you're going to go anywhere, you better check out the roads. Maybe you'll be able to get through. There was quite a few that were closed.
There is nothing worse than going down some road almost to your destination and then it's closed.
Yeah.
That's happened to me during flooding season so many times. It's just like,
Okay. No more news stories other than the NFL teams are starting to practice together, get ready for the season. The NBA is trying to wind down their season and start playoffs. Not sure how close they are, but they're counting that down now.
Did see college football might not happen. Yeah. That was a little bit more questionable. I think they're still pushing for the – oh, wait. Yeah, college football, I think.
Yeah, I think what I heard they were going to decide this next week for sure, what they're going to do. Big Ten, anyway, they're going to do. So we will see.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
So we're ready for some questions. As Ethan has told you many times, if you have questions while we are on here, post them and we will try to answer your questions while we are live.
Yep. We will check the comment section regularly.
Okay. So you're going to start with the first one, or am I?
Yeah, I can do it. First question. What's wrong with using different realtors every time I go to see a house? The thing that's wrong with that is if you're using us and then you use somebody else, then you're using somebody else and not us. So you want to always use Keith Realty. That's the main thing to remember in that scenario. In the office, we'll help each other out. You know, maybe Trent will show you a house and then I'll show you a house. But outside of our office, you normally, like, if outside of a office, let me start over here. No, you don't want to use different realtors because they are working for free, basically, and you're not giving them the opportunity to get paid. If you keep on switching a bunch of realtors, you're wasting the realtor's time if you're not loyal to them. Also, that's for the realtor side, but for your side, you're going to not get a realtor who is knows you as well as somebody who's showing you houses day in and day out. And they aren't necessarily going to go to bat for you as hard as somebody who knows you. So you want to build a relationship with a real estate agent, and you can't do that if you're constantly switching. So you will get to the point where real estate agents won't really take you seriously if you want to see a house and you've used five different real estate agents. They'll be like, well, how do I know that you're actually going to use me when you're ready to do an offer? So just something to keep in mind. It's something for you. And Trent just left. I offended him with that, that answer. See, that's what happens when you use different real estate agents. Trent has to go off camera and cry a little bit. So
it's very upsetting. Okay, so we're doing a close-up version for Facebook and a far-away version for Instagram. So, you know, it depends on how you want to see us, which one you'll want to watch.
We might want to switch our live plate and maybe go outside as our new location or something.
Maybe for our signal.
Yeah, our cell signal.
Okay, the next question is, what is a short sale? It's a sale that's not tall. That was the joke.
Yes.
You get the book, you can read when you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Short sale is something you'd want to talk to your bank or another bank about, or a realtor who's really helping you through the process, as Ethan was talking about. Because you will not be able to do a short sale when you're using 20 different realtors, because they're not going to be willing to go to all the hassle that it takes. A short sale is something that you're really, either you or your realtors have to work with the bank through the process, because you're actually trying to buy a property at a value that's less than what's owed on that property.
Yep.
So it's a long, drawn out process normally. And it's not usually a simple process. There's usually a lot to it, and it can be very irritating at times, especially if you're a person who wants an answer quickly.
Yeah.
That usually doesn't happen. So definitely have a good realtor working with you in that process, because you will not like it if you don't.
Yes. Yeah, basically with a short sale, you're dealing with the seller and the bank. So trying to get both of them to agree to a price.
Yep.
Yep.
Did our other thing just go off?
I think it did. I don't know. Right. Well, we're on Facebook. Next question. Who do I contact to buy a house in foreclosure? That is a good question. So it's different with different banks and what type of foreclosure is happening. But normally, before it goes to the market, it's in the bank's kind of ballpark. So if you are in you see a certain bank has made a property go into foreclosure, then contact that bank about buying it. Mm-hmm. But after it goes through that process, it normally gets listed by a real estate agent. And then at that point, you can contact your real estate agent to see the house. Just a word of warning, Zillow is notorious for leaving foreclosures on their website that are several years old, or definitely at least months old after they've sold. So I'll get calls quite a bit about how they saw a house that's in foreclosure on Zillow and they want to, you know, it's a really good deal. And almost always that house has been it's been off the market for like a few years or a few months or whatever. So, yeah. So don't look at Zillow for your foreclosure listings.
Okay. Our next question, will banks loan on a house that needs repairs? Yes, they will. They're very picky about those. There's a specialty type of loan that you can use that if you want to get more money out of the bank to fix it up. But most of the time, it's got to be a really good situation to get a bank to loan on a place that needs much work. There are specific loans that are made for that, but you have to have really good credit. And there you go again. There's a lot more paperwork and a lot more to do through the process. So doing a loan through a bank on a house that needs repairs is a little bit of a challenge, but it can be done for sure.
Yes.
So... is that all of our questions, or do you
that's
have
it.
Any others you was thinking of?
Nope, that's all the questions.
Okay. All right. So that's our questions. Now we're on to our highlighted listings of the week. You want to start with yours?
Yeah, so for our highlighted listing, Red Cedar Lane, 1451 Red Cedar Lane in Spencer. It is a four-bed, two-bath house, but it's split in half, so it's a duplex. One half has two bedrooms and one bath, and the other half side has two bedrooms and one bath. It's about 1755 finished square feet. So it's pretty spacious. It's got like 0.45 acres, so like just under half an acre. And it's just off of Pottersville Road. If you know where Pottersville Road and Red Cedar Lane intersect, it's right at that corner. So if you are interested in a duplex as a rental, that would be a great property. Or if you're looking for a home that you can, that has four bedrooms and two baths, it would also be a great property. So just contact us if you'd like to see inside it.
Hey, the next one is Johnson Road, 613 Johnson Road in Spencer. It's technically one bed, one office. We got two beds on there. That was my mistake. It's not actually two bedrooms. What it amounts to is the back room that's considered an office has no window and the front one does. So this is a nice in-ground starter home. If you're looking for something that is affordable, look at 613 Johnson Road, 89.9. No, I'm sorry, 79.9. It dropped $10,000. This is a bargain. If you're looking for something to start with, definitely look at this home. It's got a nice kitchen, living room, and a full bath. It is on a well and a septic, and you have almost an acre. It's 0.88 of an acre. So you have a decent amount of space around you. If you are interested in this, give Ethan or I a call. We will be glad to take you out there and show you because it is definitely a good one to get started with. It's hard to find anything for $79.9 right now, the way prices are. So let us know.
That's right. And if you do have any questions come to mind and you're watching this video after the fact, comment or direct message us and we will answer your questions next week. Oh yeah, there's an announcement. We're not doing it Tuesday of next week.
It's Wednesday next week at noon.
Yep.
So we will be a day later next week. It will be Wednesday instead of Tuesday.
And so mark it on your calendars. Don't forget.
Okay, that puts us to our ending quote, doesn't it?
Yep.
Okay, my ending quote for the week. Don't be pushed around by the fears in your mind. Be led by the dreams in your heart. Roy Bennett. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got for your quote this week?
My ending quote is by Henry David Thoreau. It is not enough to be busy. The question is, what are we busy about?
Yeah, that's good.
So, there you go. Maybe some of you need to rearrange what you're busy about.
That's right.
Maybe I do.
all right. So next week, it will be Wednesday at noon, and we will have more questions, more quotes, hopefully some more highlighted listings next week.
If you are wanting to sell your property, now is a great time to contact us. Mm-hmm. There are lots of people looking for houses in your area. And
where are you at?
It's in your area. We've got buyers in your area. And we will help you sell it.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'm Trent Keen.
Yep. I'm Ethan McNeil.
Have a good week.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.